Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Shkalim. Today we are finishing off the seventh parak with Parak Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. And then we're going to start the eighth parak of Maseches Shkalim with Parak Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Parak Zayin, Mishnah Zayin is going to finish off the three remaining decrees that were instituted by Beis Din when it came to various karbanos. Says the Mishnah Al HaMelach V'Al HaEitzim, the court decreed when it came to the salt that was used to salt the karbanos that were burnt in the Mizbeach, as well as the wood that was used to fuel the fire that burned the karbanos on the Mizbeach, shiyihyu ha-kohanim ne'osim bohen. That the kohanim serving in the Beis HaMikdash should be able to make use of them for their personal needs in the Beis HaMikdash to salt sacrificial karbanos, meat, before eating it, and to make a fire in order to cook the actual meat. Now, the meat used as part of the karbanos that were eaten by Kohanim has less kedusha than the parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach, which are given to Hashem. Therefore, it should be usher to use anything that was made holy to use on the Mizbeach, whether it be salt, whether it be wood, for the sake of eating actual karbon meat. Nevertheless, the Beis Din instituted that these items may be used to prepare the holy karbanos for eating. They're able to do this by stipulating that the initial consecration of these items allowed for this type of usage. Now, as the Bar Tanura points out, the Kohanim may use these items only for preparing sacrificial meat for them to eat, but not to prepare any non-holy meat that they're looking to eat, even food that they will eat together with the holy meat in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the next of the fourth of the decrees made by Beis Din. And although the salt and the wood are consecrated for the use of the Mizbeach, and it should therefore be forbidden, we can be allowed to be used nonetheless. The next Gezer is going to deal with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, which were used to purify people or objects that became Tameh with a dead body. Says the Mishnah V'al HaParah, and the court decreed when it came to the Parah Aduma, Shelo Yihu Moalin Be'Ephra, that one should not violate the prohibition of Me'ilah. Me'ilah is when you derive personal benefit from holy items belonging to the Beis HaMikdash. If he, and we're dealing specifically with the situation, if he makes personal use of the ash of the Parah Aduma, that would be Me'ilah. He may absolutely not do that. Now, the final decree is going to deal with the pairs of doves brought as karbanos by people that are purifying themselves from certain types of tumah. Says the Mishnah V'alakinim apsulo sheyubos mishal tibor, and they decreed that when puzzle bird pairs were found among the birds brought by the Beis HaMikdash with the money that was given in that chest, as we learned earlier, a new pair of birds should be brought to replace them using the bedekabais, the communal money. That is the initial decree made by the Beis Din. However, Rabbi Yossi says that replacements for disqualified bird pairs are not brought from the communal funds. Rather, HaMesapek Esakinen, the one who supplies bird pairs to the Beis HaMikdash, Mesapek Esapsulos, must also supply replacements for the lost or disqualified ones as part of the contract. So, Machlokas in our Mishnah, who has to replace them? The communal funds of the Beis HaMikdash, or the actual person who gave us the birds initially? And as the Bar Tanura point that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in this regard. Now we're going to be continuing the Parak Ches, Mishnah Aleph. The previous parak discussed how to decide the status of money, meat, or animals that were found in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim or in their surrounding cities and areas. The first three Mishnayos in this parak are going to discuss how to decide the status of items found in Yerushalayim in regard to their tumah and tahara. The Torah states that the saliva of people who carry certain types of tumah is tameh, and it conveys tumah to people or kalim that come in contact with it as well. Now the Chacham decreed that any saliva whose origin is not known is to be treated as tameh, and our mission is going to teach us, however, that Yerushalayim is an exception to this rule. Says the Mishnah, Kol Harukin HaNimtzon B'Yerushalayim Tahorim, that any saliva that was found in Yerushalayim is assumed to be Tahor, so that if someone were to come into contact with it, he would remain Tahor. The Chacham did not decree Tumah on saliva in Yerushalayim, so as not to cause unnecessary tumah to any meat that was going to be brought as karbanos that might have come in contact with someone or something that had touched this saliva. However, says the Mishnah Chutz, Mishal Shoke Elyon, this was the rule anywhere except for saliva that was found in the upper marketplace, which is where tummy people generally would congregate, in order to avoid being around Tahor people, so as not to make them tummy. Since there are many tummy people in that place, the rabbis included that place in their decree of assuming that the saliva is going to be tummy. There, Div Rabbi Meir, that is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, says Mishnah Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says no, that saliva found in Yerushalayim is also subject to the decree that any unowned saliva is tummy. However, Yerushalayim is going to be a little bit more lenient when it comes to the saliva. Says the Mishnah, B'sharimos Hashana, during the rest of the year, meaning outside of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, outside of the Shalosh Regalim, Shebe'emtza Temein, saliva found in the middle of the road, which is where most people walk, that's assumed to be tamei, since there are many tamei people that are also going to be walking the streets of Yerushalayim. V'shebetzdad in Tahorin, while the saliva found on the side of the road is assumed to be tahor, since tahor people would walk off to the sides of the road to avoid becoming tamei by people who are tamei. However, says the Mishnah, v'shas haregel, in the time of the of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot of the Shalosh Regalim, Shebe'emtza Tahorin, saliva found in the middle of the road, that's tahor, v'shebetzdad in Tamein, while saliva found on the sides of the road are assumed to be tameh, shemipnei shehin muwatin, since tameh people are very, very few during the Shalosh Regalim, mistalkin litzdadin, they're therefore going to be the ones to remove themselves to the side of the road so as to avoid contaminating anyone who is tahor, and therefore any saliva found there is going to be assumed to be tameh. In all other places out of Jerusalem, however, saliva found either on the side of the road or the middle of the road is going to be presumed to be tamei. And as the Bartanura points out, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi in this regard, so we're going to assume that it's really dependent on the time of the year, during the rest of the year, not during the Shalosh Regalim. The saliva found in the middle of the road is going to be tamei, the saliva found on the side is going to be tahor, and during the Shalosh Regalim, the saliva found in the middle of the road is going to be tahor, because the majority of the people walking are tahor, and that the saliva found on the side of the road are going to be tameh. Have a great day.